Welcome to Behind the Brush, the podcast where we dive deep into the lives and minds of history's greatest creatives. I'm Ms. Kinney, and today we're unlocking the genius of the ultimate creative polymath, Leonardo da Vinci. When we think of da Vinci, the first thing that comes to mind is usually the Mona Lisa or the Last Supper, but Leonardo was far more than just an artist. He was a scientist, an engineer, an inventor, and even a musician. His notebooks were filled with flying machines, anatomical sketches, and futuristic inventions centuries ahead of their time. So, what made his mind so different? Today, we'll explore Leonardo's insatiable curiosity, his scientific observations, and the psychology behind his unmatched creativity. Early life, seeds of a genius. Leonardo was born in 1452 in Vinci, Italy. The illegitimate son of a notary and a peasant woman, he had no formal education in Latin or Greek, which were the scholarly languages of the time. Instead, his classroom was nature itself. From a young age, Leonardo was fascinated by the natural world. He would spend hours observing the flow of water, the movement of birds, and the way light shifted through trees. These early experiences would later influence both his art and his scientific discoveries. The scientific artist, observation meets imagination. Leonardo believed that art and science were not separate but deeply connected. His detailed studies of human anatomy were not just for medical research but to understand the human form in his paintings. Anatomical drawings. His dissections of human bodies led to incredibly accurate sketches of muscles, bones, and organs. Flight machines. Inspired by birds, Leonardo sketched designs for flying machines centuries before human flight became a reality. Hydraulics and engineering. His studies of water flow led to groundbreaking concepts in engineering and urban planning. What set Leonardo apart was his ability to blend logical observation with pure imagination. He wasn't afraid to ask, "What if?" and then draw out the answer. Modern psychologists believe that Leonardo had what's known as divergent thinking, the ability to see multiple solutions to a single problem. His curiosity was endless. He wrote entire lists of questions to answer each day, from, "Why is the sky blue?" to "How does a bird flap its wings?" Working memory. His ability to juggle multiple concepts simultaneously may have been a sign of an incredibly advanced working memory. Perfectionism. Leonardo left many works unfinished, including the Mona Lisa, because his desire for perfection often outweighed his drive for completion. Possible neurodiversity. Some researchers speculate that he may have had ADHD, which could explain his boundless energy and difficulty finishing projects. Leonardo's paintings weren't just visually stunning, they were psychological masterpieces. Take the Mona Lisa Tom. Her enigmatic smile has puzzled viewers for centuries. Sfumato technique. A soft blending of colors and edges to create a lifelike, almost mystical quality. The Last Supper. A masterclass in perspective and emotional storytelling, capturing the exact moment Jesus reveals his betrayal. The Lost Masterpiece. One of Leonardo's most mysterious works is Salvator Mundi, or Savior of the World. Painted around 1500, it depicts Jesus Christ holding a crystal orb, symbolizing his dominion over the universe. But this painting's journey through history is as enigmatic as the artwork itself. Royal origins. Commissioned perhaps by King Louis XII of France, it later entered the English royal collection under King Charles I. Lost and rediscovered. The painting disappeared for centuries, only to resurface in 2005 at an estate sale in New Orleans, sold for a modest sum. Authentication. After extensive restoration and research, art experts confirmed it was a genuine Leonardo masterpiece. Record-breaking sale. In 2017, Salvator Mundi sold for an astonishing $450.3 million, making it the most expensive painting ever sold. The buyer? Saudi Arabia's Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman. Where is it now? The painting is reportedly stored in a high-security vault in Geneva, Switzerland, awaiting display in a planned museum in Riyadh. Some question whether the painting is entirely Leonardo's work or a collaboration with his students. But regardless of the debate, its mystique and historical journey make it one of the most fascinating stories in art history. Even toward the end of his life, Leonardo didn't stop experimenting. His later milestones include the Codex Leicester, 1510-1515, a collection of scientific writings on topics like astronomy, water movement, and fossils. Fun fact, Bill Gates bought this notebook in 1994. Scientific drawings of nature. From detailed sketches of plants to studies of how light reflects, Leonardo's observational skills were unmatched. Final years in France. Leonardo spent his last years working for King Francis I of France, blending art, science, and engineering. What's the takeaway? Leonardo's legacy isn't just his artwork, it's his relentless drive to learn, experiment, and share knowledge. He wasn't just ahead of his time, he was beyond time. A mind so vast, so curious, that even today, 500 years later, we're still trying to catch up. To truly understand something, you had to look at it from every angle, literally and figuratively. This philosophy extended beyond his art and into his scientific studies. He observed water currents, plant growth, and even the movements of human emotions. Next time you're working on a painting or any creative project, take a moment to really observe your subject. What details stand out? How does the light change throughout the day? These small observations can lead to breakthroughs in your work. If you feel inspired by Leonardo's story and want to develop your own artistic skills, I'd love to invite you to join me on YouTube and Patreon. On YouTube, I share watercolor tutorials and techniques for beginners and aspiring artists. And on Patreon, you'll find exclusive in-depth lessons, creative projects, and special content designed to help you grow as an artist. Let's create together, nurture mindfulness through art, and explore new perspectives, one brushstroke at a time. You can find the links in the podcast description, or just search for me on YouTube channel at UER279 and Patreon/UER279.